Bud. Captured by its site, Bud is situated at the bottom of a waterfall of vineyards, cultivated here since the Middle Ages. For some decades, several wine growers reconstituted the vineyard and produced one Côte d'Auvergne strongly appreciated. In the center of the village, the Church Saint-Loup is a small Romanic building built in the 12th century. Its tall bell tower will attract your glance. Of a more modest initial rise, it was heightened and crowned of a forged iron bell tower in the 19th century. Do not hesitate to take a complete tour of the building, from its semicircular head to the gate surmounted by an archivolt, decorated with split pearls, carrying track of polychrome. Observe attentively the door leaves, of which medieval hinges have endings in decoration of human and animal heads. South of the church rises a square tower of the 12th and 13th centuries. Its main entrance is situated at the first level and is surmounted by a semicircular girder. It may have been raised to the initiative of the Lords of Chalut, whose main castle dominates the nearby municipality. A rampart protected this medieval colonel at the time of the 100 Years' War. You may roam inside the fort in the village with alleys lined with one built squeezed called loge, and with deep cellars aerated by leaves with fans. You can observe almost everywhere frames of bays and doors of medieval period. Then take the street of the forts, as it will reveal the tracks of the defensive organization. Towers of angle, bays of partisan, and archer gunboat near the rectangular fountain with a pediment. Wine growers' houses are recognizable by their outside flight of steps called estres, surmounted sometimes by a canopy called courcourt. Towards the brook of Cousillou, if you pay a close attention, you will discover at the top of the facades the silhouette of pigeons painted in the stencil on both sides of breeding grounds fitted out in attics. The breeding of the pigeon allowed the supply of a powerful fertilizer, the colombine, used to fertilize vineyards. Everywhere in Bud, this traditional housing environment is next to richer houses built in the last third of the 19th century. The south of France, then seriously touched by the phylloxera, does not compete anymore and facilitates the developments of the vineyard from Auvergne. Most of the facades are lined with superimposed rows of tiles. The set, a sponge cake, which beyond its ornamental charm creates a debordant roof to avoid that rainwater soaks fillers. Sponge cakes sometimes adopt a curved shape, say in paper hat or in cocked hat. Once you cross the bridge on the left, we can begin the pedestrian stroll that leads to the site of the red lands of the Valley of the Sands and of the Circus des Mottes.